We're holding now, we're holding in the week where we're about to bench the Chodesh of Adar, the Chodesh of Simcha, the Chodesh of Anahafachu. I was thinking that it would be apt, it would come in, maybe to speak about the mazel of the Chodesh, the mazel of Chodesh Adar. Everyone knows, every month has a mazel. Every month has a mazel of the month, but the most famous, I think, of all the mazolos is Adar. Fish, the mazel of fish. Now, there's many dimensions to the fish of Adar. We'll speak maybe soon, if we have time, about the fact that it's dogim, it's plural. Most of other mazolos are a singular. Akrov, the scorpion, which is a mazel of one of the other chadoshim, it's a singular. Elol is psulo, it's a singular. Adar is dogim, that's plural. But I'd like to start today to speak about the sign we have in every shul, as it used to be in the shuls, the sign, Mishenichnas Adar Marim Mesimcha. Many of you may remember that you have a fish on the sign. Now the fish, if you look at the side and the picture of Mishenichnas Adar Marim Mesimcha, the old pictures, there's one fish going this way, and there's another fish going the other way. And if you look at the constellation of the stars, where we find in the mazolos the shape of the fish, you'll find one fish facing one direction, one fish facing the other direction. And the question is, why is it that we find the fish opposite each other? One fish facing one direction, one fish facing the other direction. What's going on over here? So I'd like to share with you a Yesoid, the Ostrov Tzagon, Zichatzadik Levrocha says a Yesoid. The Ostrov Tzagon says a fascinating Yesoid as follows. He says when you have a big fish and a small fish, so the fish are chasing each other. One fish is facing the other fish, is chasing the other fish. He's trying to catch the smaller fish. The bigger fish is trying to swallow up the smaller fish. We know from Yonah, fish swallow other fish. Fish swallow. That's what they do. Says the Ostrovtser. He says the big fish is looking for his parnosa. He's powerful, he's big, he's got energy, and he's swimming to catch the fish. He thinks his supper is going to be from the fish he's chasing. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam at that moment sends other fish swimming the other direction. Don't even know he's coming that direction. And they end up in his mouth. He ends up swallowing the fish. And says the Ostrov, so when you open up the fish, you'll find it's the fish always are facing the other direction in the fish. When you open up the fish and in the stomach of the big fish, you've got smaller fish. It's the fish where their heads are facing the opposite direction. It's not the fish that he's looking to catch, which is the fish, which is the one that he actually swallows. You know, in Parnosa, everybody tries, does their ishtadlus al amichev al kalkola. So many times, we do ishtadlus here and it doesn't work. We think we're going to get this contract. We're sure we're going to get this contract. Or we're sure this person's going to donate to the Moisev X, and it doesn't happen. And the Rebbe Shem sent it from a different place. You know, I was recently giving a drasha in in Gibraltar, and I met a Rav who's got a shul in Spain. He's got a shul in Spain, and this Rav told me, he says, there's a lot of Yidden that need Kirov in Spain. There's a lot of hundreds, thousands of Yidden. He says on a Friday night, he has on a Leil Shabbos, he has 300 people, Sudas Shabbos, Yiddish and Neshamas. Says to me, you can imagine that my expenses are high and there's neshamas that need to be helped. He said to me, one Shabbos morning, he told me this a few weeks ago. He says to me, one Shabbos morning he was walking. He was trying to get a minion. He had 9 people for his minion. He went outside to the road and he can't talk. He's already kneeling by Baruch Hu. He's trying to keep the minyan flowing, and he sees a man walking two dogs Shabbos morning. Two dogs. And the man says to him, he can see this yid, the talis, and he's singing to himself. This man says to him, minyan. And the man with the two dogs, he says, yeah, minyan. So he said to me, this man gave his friend the two dogs. He says, take my dogs home. And he went, and he took them. He went back to. Davened with him. This man davened with him Shabbos morning. He came back Shabbos Mincha. And after Shabbos, the man asked him. The man said to him, "Tell me, where? What's the bank account? What's your bank account?" He says, "My bank account." This Rav says to me, "I wasn't even thinking about anything." He says, "Money wasn't the issue here." And he kept on asking him, "What's your bank account? I need your bank account number." Anyway, he sent him the bank details of the shul. He said his wife was checking the accounts at the end of the week. And there was 30,000 euro that came into the account. 30,000 euro. Chavaka, who's given us such a donation? We haven't had such a donation. Anyway, he thinks the only person that he calls up this person. He says to him, "You're asking for the bank account?" He says, yeah. He says, "I must apologize." He says, "Really, I came to your shul. I'm not so observant, but I was so inspired by dining with you, the minyan. I really want to give you a lot more. But I'm sorry, I could only afford 30,000 euro. And if I could only give you more, I'll give you more." And he said, the Rav told me, he says, every year there's a donation of 30,000 euro from this man. He said he wasn't even looking. It was not his agenda, his fundraising agenda. The Rabbeinu Shalom had sent him a shliach. He was doing what he needed to do. The Rabbeinu Shalom sent him. And I'm sure all of you sitting here can tell me your own stories, how in life, parnosa comes from unexpected places. The minhag, Shabbos, is the time that we have dogim. Mazel ador dogim. But Shabbos, the minhag is, in Gan Plan Yisrael, is to have bosav dogim achol matamid. The minhag is to have dogim. Every suda. Dog, by the way, is gematria 7. 7 is the seventh day of the week. The fish is the symbol of the opposite of worry. The kafachayim brings down. The heilige kafachayim, the Yitzhak Rebbe brings down in Simon Tov Kuf Gimel. He brings a Zera Kodesh. He says, Dag is miloshen daga. You machazik yourself from worry when you have fish. When you look at the message of the fish, you look at the life of the fish. It's the opposite of worry. Bitochen, Shabbos is called Melach Chasuya. And as we go into Chodesh Adar, the idea that the bitochen that we is displayed by the life of the fish is something fascinating. We sing. Every Suda on Shabbos, every Chavetz Chaim touched every Suda you had. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo'ech, so he touched in Yiddish. Chavetz Chaim touched in Yiddish. We sing Mizmor LeDavid three times, Shana Shudas, most of us. Some say that every Suda. There's a Mordi Gavot from Rabbunim from Beshiska. Rabbunim from Beshiska says, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo'ech. David HaMelech is singing a mizmor, Hashem Roi, you are my shepherd. Lo Echso, I'm not missing anything. You are my shepherd. Says a Buddhim, I want to touch it differently. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi, you are my shepherd. Lo Echso, I never want to be missing the feeling that you are my shepherd. Lo Echso, I never want to miss out on that feeling that you are looking after me, that you are with me, that you are caring about me. Says a Buddhim, that's Mizmor LeDavid. Hashem Roi Lo Echso, I don't want to ever miss out that feeling that you are my shepherd, that you are caring about me. So Hakdoma, opening up the sugya we've just started, understanding why the fish are opposite each other. Symbolic to bitochen, symbolic v'nahafachu. Hashem can turn a situation, I expect it from here, he sends it from there.
That's symbolic to the fish, the dogim. That's why the constellation of the stars is where the fish are facing opposite each other. That's why the sign in this of other dogim will be opposite each other. That's why when you open up a fish in the stomach, you'll find the fish facing opposite directions. That's like a dogma. I'd like to go a bit deeper with the Olam, if you don't mind. The Makor of Mazal Adar Dogim is the Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah in Perek Chamishi brings down that the Mazal of Adar is fish. The Medrash Esther Rabbah brings down that Homer Arosha was trying to work out which month to make the Gezerah against Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash Esther Rabbah, Perek Zayin Ois Yud Aleph, when Haman saw the mazel of fish in Chodesh Adar, Haman thought, perfect. Fish swallow each other. It's a perfect opportunity for me to swallow up the Yidden. And Haman says, I'm sorted. I'm a Suda. Says the Medrash. But he didn't understand that there's another side of the story. The fish is not just swallowing each other. The fish has a very deep message. There's always a flip side. There's Venavachu, Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, oh, he was Nifter in Chodesh Adar. But didn't forget, Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Chodesh Adar. So in order, by the way, when we're talking about, just an Akdama here for the Rosh HaKol, we're speaking about Mazal Adar Dogim, the fish. The fish are connected. The fish are connected to the Mazal of Adar. The fish are connected to Chodesh Adar. By the way, the Ilam are holding their coffees, you know. The minig is, you know, I was once giving a shiur, and there must have been 120 people in the audience, and I said to them, is it right? What do you do in your house after the fish on Shabbos? And surprisingly enough, I was sure everyone would tell me, we have an achayim after the fish. I'm sure everyone would tell me that. Not everyone did. So I'm not taking for granted that you all have a minig that we have. You have an achayim? Why do you have l'chaim after the fish? Shulchan Aruch says between fish and meat in sakana, you need to have hefsu. But why l'chaim? I want to take a moedig avot. The Imre Emes brings down from the Ishbitzer. A fascinating yisoid. He says fish are the first creation in the world. Hashem created shemayim v'oretz, the seas, everything. Vegetation, everything, but the first living creation was dogim. Says the Imre Emes Hashem the Ishbitzer, Chayim, life is symbolic to the fish. Fish is that symbol of Chayim. And therefore, after we have fish, we say L'Chayim, because we're celebrating the idea of Chayim after the first living being that there is. You know, in Vienna, I took the Bochum on the trip last year, as a famous caver. I'm not going out historically, but there is a caver in Vienna. You go there, of the fish that this Yid bought a big fish to cover Shabbos, and before he was about to knock it over the head, it screamed out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He went to Reb Shetl, and Reb Shetl, big tzaddik there, he said, bury the fish. And there's a caver of the fish there. The details of it, maybe we'll go to a different time, but the idea of tzaddikin being misgargled in fish, we know. Maybe later we'll speak about the union of tashlich, dafka, in a place where there's fish. But today, this morning, I'd like to go a bit deeper with you in understanding the secret of the fish. Now, hakdama for the fish, I want to take you to a completely different place. I want to take you to the end of Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis, we find that Yosef and Binyamin are reunited. This is a time where Klal Yisrael are reunited. There's been Achish Bnei Yisrael for months, and many months have been away from, taken away. Baruch Hashem, some of them are being reunited with their families. Yosef and Binyamin are being reunited. How is that reunion? Says the Pasuk, Bereishis Memdalad Yodalad, Vayipoel Al Tzavari Binyamin. They fall on each other's, not shoulders, neck. Yosef falls on Binyamin's neck, and Binyamin falls on Yosef's neck. Says the Pasuk, Vayipol al tzavari Binyamin, Vayivka Binyamin, Boch al tzavaro. Yosef falls on Binyamin's neck, and Binyamin falls on Yosef's neck. Says Rashi, what's going on over here? It's symbolic to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash that was going to be Chorev in Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash was going to be Chorev in the part of Yosef, they were crying about the Beis HaMikdash of the future. That's what they were crying about. And you know, in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech, in a few places in Shir HaShirim, refers to the Beis HaMikdash as the neck, as the tzavor. In Shir HaShirim it says, Kemigdal David tzavorecho. Your neck is the Migdal David. Migdal David is the neck. Shir HaShirim later said, Tzavorecho kemigdal Hashem. Why the neck? Why is it the neck? Says the Chasam Sofer in Parashas Vayigash, something fascinating. He says, listen, I'm not a doctor, but I don't think we need to be a genius to understand that we have the head, we have the mind, we have our heart. Says the Chasam Sofer, what connects my mind to my heart? You know, in our heart we have feelings, in our mind we have das, we have intellect. What connects, what's that balance of the intellect and the das, the intellect and the heart? The neck. The neck is the place of connection. Says the Shem Shmuel, the Shem's father, the Avnei Nezer, he says, K'moisha hatzavor, like the neck, memutza, being originally, like the neck is the connection between the head and the body. Beis HaMikdash connects, Olam HaElyon and Tachlin, it connects us to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's symbolic to our connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Says the Chasam Sofer, something fascinating. He says, can I ask you a question? Chevre, you've been in Manchester longer than me.
I haven't.
You haven't, believe enough. Okay. I'm happy that you're so on the ball this morning. If I go to Halpern's and I buy fish, and I stop the manager, I tell him, tell me which shechita do you have? He looks at me like you're falling off the moon. Shechita on fish? What do you mean? You don't shecht fish? No shechita on fish. Why do you not shecht fish? Do you know why? Because a fish, says the Chasam Sofer, doesn't have a neck. It doesn't have a neck. There is no neck. It doesn't need shechita. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's two creations that haven't got a neck. The fish and the chaza. The fish and the pig. The pig hasn't got a neck. It's a head on the body. There's no neck. The fish doesn't have, and the chaza doesn't have. Says the Chasam Sofer, fascinating story. He says, the neck is the object of connection. He says, the fish, as we spoke earlier on, we explained, is tahara. The fish is pure. The fish is chayim. Chayim is essence. The fish doesn't need a neck. The fish is so connected, it doesn't need a neck. It's the epitome of connections. The epitome of chayim, the epitome of life, doesn't need a neck. The chaza, Esav, is compared to the chaza, to the pig. The pig is the epitome of disconnection. The epitome of not wanting to be connected. There's two extremes. I need to share with you something fascinating. We're discussing now the idea of the connection of the fish and the opposite of the fish, which is the chazir, the pig. You know, which of the Amiroim was symbolic? Which of the Amiroim was symbolic to the fish? So the Gemara brings down in Gittin, the Pizayin, that, you know, nowadays we sign a check, we write a signature on the check. In the olden days, they would draw different symbols for their signature on the check. Rav, says the Gemara in Gittin, that Rav, his simon on the check, was a fish. He signed his documents with a fish. That was Rav. Now, a fish, you know, we know that everything in the Bria has opposites in the Bria. What do we know about a fish? Shibuta is a certain type of a fish. Rava Moloch Shibuta. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Rava Moloch Shibuta. Says the Gemara in Kedushin, Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kof Tes, that the Shibuta, which is a certain type of a fish, it's this, the Moyach of the Shibuta, the brain of the Shibuta, has the same taste as a Chazir, as a pig. We find that the connection between a fish and a chazir, that means there's opposites. Within that type of connection, that means the fish has no neck. The chazir has no neck. There's the opposite connection. We find the same flavor in the brain of the fish to the chazir, to those two things. Comes along Chazal, and they tell us that is Chodesh Ador. Ador is Aleph Dor. How do you spell Ador? Aleph, Dalet, Resh. Aleph Dor, Hashem is dwelling with us. Ador is the time we connect Hashem through Simcha, like the fish. We don't even need, we skip that level, we don't even need the neck. When else do we have the neck in Yiddishkeit? I don't know how many of you on your Seder Kara, Beit Hashem, soon we're having Seder Nacht, Beit Hashem, Yerushalayim, Abnuyo. Do any of you know of the people that have the minhag to have on the Kara a neck of a chicken? Yes? A lot of people have a minhag to have the neck of a chicken. Why the neck? To tell you why the neck? Because the neck, paroi, ha, paroi, the letters paroi are the same letters as ho'oireth, the neck. Paroi was trying to disconnect Klal Yisrael. Paroi was trying to disconnect Klal Yisrael from Avinu Shemayim. He was trying to pull Klal Yisrael down. Klal Yisrael, am kishay oireth. We are stiff-necked people. I ask you a question. You can say we're strong-willed people. Why are we called am kishay oireth, stiff-necked? You know why we're stiff-necked? Because the yid, it's not just that our neck is stiff, our connection is strong. We say we are continuously staying connected. Paroi is the same letters as ha'oireth. Those of Klal Yisrael have the minute to put the chicken neck on the Seder Kara. It's symbolic to show us that we are connected. That's the minute. That's the depth of that minute. Where else do we find the neck? What? In 2 weeks' time, just over 2 weeks' time is Hashem. And we're definitely feeling nearly by Purim in Yeshiva, that's for sure. In 2 weeks' time, we're busy. Somebody was just telling me actually this week, says, you know, I grew up in Stanford Till in the olden days. He said, I felt it Purim more. He said, every second lamppost, maybe you remember, I'm not going to do it, every second lamppost had a homon hanging off it. There was a lot of character in the streets. Yeah? What? Let's think for a second. What was the gzeirah of Achashverosh? How did Haman want to kill Mordechai? Hanging him from his neck. But yeah, he wanted to hang him on his neck. And where did Haman get hung? From his neck. Where did what happened to that seres b'nei Haman? They got hung from the neck. Because that's the nekuda we're discussing today here. It's symbolic to connection. Haman tried to disconnect. Achashverosh, Paroi, they tried to disconnect Klal Yisrael. We, Adarabba, we want to be, we get connected. Who else? Where else do we find the neck in the Torah? Where else do we find the tzavor in the Torah? Who came? Who? What happened to someone's neck in the Torah? Oh! Oh! Moshe and Esav and Yaakov, says the Medrash. Fascinating Medrash. State in Medrash. By Yorot, Esav Likrosa. Esav comes to Yaakov. By Yechavkeyu, by Yiparal Tzavorov. He fell on his neck. Ah! He falls on his neck. And he kissed him, says the Medrash. Listen to the Medrash, Bishas Rabba. He didn't come to kiss him. Loi bol nashkoi. He didn't really come to kiss Yaakov. Elo lenoishkoi. He came to bite him. Where did Esav want to bite Yaakov? On his neck. Says the Medrash, bol lenoishkoi, v'nasat savoroi. Sheravini Yaakov. His neck became stone. That means the neck is always symbolic to the place where Esav tries to disconnect Yaakov. Esav tries to tell Yaakov, don't be connected. He can't take it that Yaakov is connected. And Yaakov says, no, I am staying connected. In Ador, we take it to another level. Ador, we have the muzzle of Dogim, which is symbolic to remind a Yid doesn't even need the neck to connect. We need the Beis Hamikdash, of course. The Beis Hamikdash is symbolic to our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the moyach and the lev, the head and the heart, of course, needs to stay connected. But ultimately, the real lechayim, the real chiyus, is when we understand that a yid is like the fish. He's pure, he's toy, he's completely connected. Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor LeDavid, you can count the words if you want. Mizmor LeDavid, we spoke about, is symbolic to our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How many words are Mizmor LeDavid? 57. That's the same gematria as Dogim. It's the same gematria as fish. Hashem Roi Le'echso, we're connected. Hashem, you are my shepherd, I'm connected to you. Whatever happens, There's nothing that's stopping me. Binois Deshe Yarbitseini. Deshe stands for Dogim, Shabbos, and Odom. We sing Mizmor LeDavid three times on Shabbos. Symbolic to these three nekudas, we find fish, which are symbolic to Shabbos, which are symbolic to Odom, which define the power of Odom, the koyach that Odom has. That's the secret of the fish. That's the mazel ador dogim. Now, I mentioned to you earlier on that I was giving a drasha in Gibraltar recently, and after my drasha in Gibraltar, I flew back from the airport in Spain, and I met this Rav I mentioned to you earlier on about, the Rav with the dogs. And the Rav told me, he said to me, he wants to tell me a true story, Maisa Shehoya Kachay. He said to me that during COVID, his wife was deathly ill. A young lady with seven children at the time, she was deathly ill. And in Spain, the doctors had told him, there's nothing we can do for your wife, just pray. Anyway, there was someone in Gibraltar, which was Ayid. His name was Elias. He showed me a picture of him on his phone. This Elias says to me, this Elias doesn't look Yiddish at all. But he had Yiddish heart. He's a Yid, Yiddish heart. He called up the Rav. He says, what's with your wife? He says to him, the situation is very, very dangerous. It's not simple. And Elias said to me, I'm going to Gibraltar Bisachayim. There's a lot of tzaddikim buried there. I'm going every day and davening until your wife gets better. I'm not giving up. And he went every day, this Elias went every day to the Bisa Kvaras in Gibraltar, to the old Bisa Kvaras in Gibraltar, and davened by this Kvar of the Tzadikim there. Day in, day out. Over the next few months, with great big Nisim, the Rav's wife recovered. He says to me, well, my wife recovered. He told me this story 2 weeks ago. Fresh, I heard this from his mouth, a week and a half ago, on the way back from Gibraltar. He says to me, I said to my wife, when she woke up from her coma, he said to her, did you see any of the tzaddikim of the Beis HaKvaros of Gibraltar that came to you in your coma to save you? He said, no. He said, nobody came. He said, but you know who did come? Elias. She says to his husband, you know Elias, the person that you're makarov, that's not from? She says, yes. She said, every time that my neshoma tried to go up to Shemayim, tried to leave my body, Elias came to me and he says, no, we need you down here. Stay here, you can't go up yet. You've got work to do still in this world. She said, he kept on pulling my neshoma down, keeping it down in this world. He said to me, this person isn't the biggest tzaddik, but he's a person that believes in the koyach, that a yid, every yid is connected to a certain level. Every yid has a connection to the Rabbeinu Shleim on their level. We can't judge another yid. That's the koyach of the power of the tefillah of a muna pshuta of a yid. Meira v'rabbeisai, dag is, as we said earlier on from the Kaf HaChaim, dag is the opposite of daga, of worry. When a yid remembers that the yid's connection to the Rabbeinu Shleim is unwavered, v'am kesheyerev, that is mishenichnas adamagim b'simcha, then we can really be b'simcha. Then we can remember, we said from the Asrofta, that the fish are always opposite each other, because the Rabbeinu Shleim sends parnosa, love daf from the place we think it's going to come, because we're lamalam in ateva. We should be zeicha to go into Chodesh Adar Hashem with the simcha and with the connection that the dog has to the Rabbeinu Shleilim. Should be a simcha to go Chodesh for everyone. Hatzlacha Rav.
You know my fish.